Public Investor 12-03894, found in bad faith, for telling truths Wall Street wants covered up. I prefer being called six-pack Sally swinging at low-hanging fruit on Wall Street. Over the course of 9 years, after the Securities and Exchange Commission asked me to be their investment client whistleblower, a victim of Don J. Bennett, the hoodoo investment advisor found guilty on all 17 counts as charged, I became a voice for investment clients and a voice for the good investment advisors. Did you know there is an annual National Crime Victims Service Award ceremony and week? Not to worry. Few do. I did. You would have to be on the radar of the OVC, Office of Victims of Crimes, to be invited to the National Crimes Victims Service Awards ceremony. I was. I coveted the ceremony for almost as long as I actively was covering news in D.C., the District of Columbia. I made it my point to cover law enforcement events, military events, and other such events few of my peers found importance in. The week is upon us, April 12, 2019, 2 o'clock to 3:30 p.m. at the National Archives, William G. McGowan Theater, Washington, D.C., the OVC, Office for Victims of Crime, recognizes individuals, programs, teams, and organizations that demonstrate outstanding service in supporting victims and victim services. The OVC writes in its Washington Post Express free handout advert. April 12th is the second to last day of National Crime Victim Rights Week, April 7th through April 13th. The OVC website says justice for victims, justice for all. The National Crime Victims Rights Week, promoted by the OVC, Office of Victims of Crimes, its mission is honoring our past, creating hope for the future. Just because words are written does not mean that is what is done. Investment client victims of investment advisor fraud need not apply. That is not what has been happening. Victims of investment advisors and Ponzi scammers, the Securities and Exchange Commission, will not be there. There has been little to none justice for all victims. There is no justice for victims of investment advisors. Victims of investment advisors are denied due process. My hope is the International Association of Chiefs of Police, who received funding 2012 from the OVC, Office of Victims of Crime, that they hear this, reach out, and work with me to update their guides for policies, procedures, and training in state, local, and tribal law enforcement agencies to substantially enhance serving investment client crime victims. My hope is the Attorney General, the U.S. Department of Justice, reach out, work with me to update their guidelines for victim and witness assistance, revised 2012, but to substantially enhance serving investment client crime victims as I do, reaching out state by state at this time. I received my distinguished Toastmaster standing, albeit in record time, to assure I learned communication skills beyond my communicating through my arts and photography, where a picture is worth 1,000 words. I was shy. Perfect marriage. Pictures spoke for me. The year I first attended National Crime Victims Week, I found out I belonged there. Family tragedy, murder, terrorism style. Now again, I belong, but for a different reason, as do many of you too belong. We are victims of investment crime. up until this past year, until I hit the soundboards as a whistleblower of Wall Street crime, until USA versus Don Bennett, where Don Bennett was convicted on all 17 counts, October 17th, 2018, we were unheard, unknown to the Department of Justice, the DOJ, as victims of crime the DOJ engages with before the feds get involved. Why? Well, easily answered. The DOJ, Department of Justice, did not know. Wall Street, the Securities and Exchange Commission, and FINRA, Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, the former NASD, National Association of Securities Dealers, covered up, curated crimes away from cops, pretending that nonprofit rule enforcement is the same as law enforcement. And tragedy, travesty, law enforcement bought this hook, line, and stinker. Should the DOJ, Department of Justice, have known? Absolutely. I figured this out. The Department of Justice should have figured that out, too. That said, here we are. The DOJ, Department of Justice, now knows details on these crimes stolen from cop, law enforcement. Oversight, which means victims of crimes of cop, law enforcement. Oversight were stolen away, too, which means victims of crimes of cop, law enforcement were denied due justice, due process, more importantly. Repeat after me. When you are robbed, you call cops. When you are robbed, when someone steals your life savings, forges your signatures, steals your identity, you are a victim of a crime. Call law enforcement. Call cops. Now, being heard is my beating this Wall Street is conning cops drum, that investment client victims of investment advisors, of Ponzi scammers, of the Securities and Exchange Commission, of FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, are not on the Department of Justice radar, unless the Wall Streeter got caught, arrested, convicted of breaking a federal law. And then, maybe if the USAA, United States U.S. Attorney, knows facts for what facts are, not for what the United States attorneys and Department of Justice have been told for decades by FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, and the Securities and Exchange Commission, a reality check made clearer than clear can be in the case of USA versus Don Bennett, Bradley Maskow, and DJB Holdings, conviction date, October 17, 2018. Victim notification is a right on state and federal. In federal cases, victim notification starts in the investigation stage. The Federal Bureau of Investigation, the United States Postal Inspection Service, U.S. United States Attorney's Offices, the Department of Sharing for the Victim Notification System state laws gives victims or their families the right to be notified of important scheduled criminal proceedings and the outcomes of those proceedings that include arrest, arraignment, sentencing, release, parole, defendant escape, hearing dates and times, plea negotiations, and dismissal of charges. Let me give you an overview on what the OVC is. The OVC Office for Victims of Crime, located down on 7th Street in Northwest D.C., is a component of the Office of Justice Programs, United States Department of Justice. financial stress is added for victims of violent crimes. Crime victim compensation is administered state to state to victims of both federal and state crimes. And the OVC, Office of Victims of Crimes, website acknowledges financial stress is as devastating as their physical injuries and emotional trauma. The OVC.gov website has no category for investment client victims of Wall Street. Granted, there are comorbidities, but with all the specific named crime categories in the Office of Victims of Crime website, topics A to Z, there should be a category for investment clients of Wall Street. Hear it yourself. There is nothing under I for investment client fraud. Nothing under F for financial fraud. Nothing under W for Wall Street fraud. There is administrative management guidance, American Indians, Alaska Natives, bullying, burglary, campus crime, child and youth victimization, child abuse and sexual abuse, child trafficking and exploitation, children exposed to violence, civil legal remedies, clergy, community crisis response, community planning, compassion fatigue, computer internet crimes, corrections, courts, crime victim services, crime victimization, crime victims with disabilities, domestic and family violence, domestic terrorism, drug-related victimization, elder abuse mistreatment, enforcing victims' rights, ethics and victim services, faith and community-based organizations, fraud and identity theft, grantees, grief and bereavement, gun violence, hate and bias crimes, health, homicide survivors, co-victims, human trafficking, international issues, law enforcement, legal resources, LGBTQ, locating funding resources, media, medical and dental professionals, mental health community, military personnel, missing children, older victims, outreach, physical assault, physical health issues, post-traumatic stress disorder, probation and parole, prosecutors, providers, community leaders, resources for international victims, restitution, robbery, rural, schools, education, community, sexual abuse or violence, social media advocacy, social workers, specific populations, stalking, sustainability, teen dating violence, terrorism and mass violence, trafficking in persons, see human trafficking preferred term, U.S. citizens victimized abroad, urban high crime neighborhoods, vicarious trauma, victim advocacy, advocates, victim and witness assistant, victim compensation, victim notification, victims' rights and services, web safety, workplace violence. But why no I? Why no F? Why no W? I can explain. Conjob, a decades-long, intentional, deliberate snow job perpetrated by the cartel coordinating the crime cover-up on Wall Street, aided by too many people who don't know their job, conned by people who do know what the right job is, just don't want to do it. Definition: cartel. Noun, cartel. Cartels, plural. An association of manufacturers or suppliers with the purpose of maintaining prices at a high level and restricting competition. Welcome to Wall Street. Wall Street has met the definition of a cartel since the days of the Buttonwood Agreement, signed by 24 stockbrokers outside of 68 Wall Street on May 17, 1792, an effort to organize securities trading in New York City that preceded the formation of the New York Stock and Exchange Board, now called the New York Stock Exchange. The New York Stock Exchange? A private business. I bet you didn't know that. I didn't know that until I got deep into trying to clear my name of bad faith. Determined in a private business arbitration forum, the Securities and Exchange Commission approved decades back, it seems. FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, its prior formation as the NASD, National Association of Securities Dealers, is for securities broker dealers firms only. I figured that out. Told them I figured it out, not knowing they were the bad guys. And so, cartel style, creatively speaking, they went after me. Whacked my kneecaps, creatively speaking, by going after my good name, my goodwill, which are priceless to an entrepreneur. Two provisions in the Buttonwood Agreement. Contrast that to the 1,000-page best interest pitch the Securities and Exchange Commission millennial staff pitched to the commissioners last May. Embarrassing to see, to hear how these punks went Shark Tank style, getting everything so wrong for investment client protection. These weenies thought best interest was all about them. Well, let me tell you something we investment clients have been distracted from seeing by slick rhetoric and puffer pieces. It is all about them. The Securities and Exchange Commission is all about the securities broker dealer firms, nothing about protecting us investment clients, other than us investment clients being like the cute kitty pictures circulated around the internet to gain friends. And then I released my best interest comment to the Securities and Exchange Commission. 100 plus pages. The Securities and Exchange Commission was not putting online until I shamed them, making public. The Securities and Exchange Commission was not putting my recommendations online. And then the Securities and Exchange Commission did put my comment recommendations online. And then the Securities and Exchange Commission began implementing my recommendations without credit. That is the way of government employees, not attributing, more so when the Securities and Exchange Commission millennial staff put forth 1,000 plus pages of pure crap. Even now departed, Securities and Exchange Commissioner Kara Stein told the pitch teams seated below the raised stage the Securities and Exchange Commissioners were seated on in the well, separating the audience from the stage. Kara Stein, the only Securities and Exchange Commissioner no vote, reminded these millennials the Buttonwood Tree Agreement was two lines only. The Buttonwood Tree Agreement first provision is the brokers were to deal only with each other, thereby eliminating the auctioneers. The Buttonwood Tree Agreement second provision is the commissions were to be 0.25%. We, the subscribers, brokers for the purchase and sale of the public stock, do hereby solemnly promise and pledge ourselves to each other that we will not buy or sell from this day for any person whatsoever any kind of public stock at a less rate than 0.25% commissions on the specie value, and that we will give preference to each other in our negotiations, in testimony whereof we have set our hands this 17th day of May at New York. The 14th Amendment, ratified in 1868, uses the same 11 words, called the Due Process Clause, to prescribe a legal obligation of all states. Due process is defined as fair treatment through the normal judicial system, especially as a citizen's entitlement. Wikipedia says due process is the legal requirement that the state must respect all legal rights that are owed to a person. Due process balances the power of law of the land and protects the individual person from it. The Fifth Amendment says to the federal government that no one shall be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. There is nothing saying the federal government must exclude victims of investment crimes from National Crime Victims Week. The OVC Office for Victims of Crime says the event is open to the public. But the OVC Office for Victims of Crime has not been open to victims of investment advisors. Understand, it is the Department of Justice that does victim notification, as the Federal Bureau of Investigation does showing up at someone's door, as they did with the 43 witnesses for the U.S. Attorney's Office and Federal Bureau of Investigation called on in USA versus Don Bennett, saying, "Hi, we are the FBI and you have no money left. You are the victim of a Ponzi scam." Can you imagine being one of those people who received 20 years of statements? The investment clients did not know were faked statements, only to have the U.S. Attorney's Office and the FBI, Federal Bureau of Investigation, tell you your money is all gone. Bennett victim Tong Lee from Alexandria, Virginia, was asked by U.S. Attorney Aaron Polizzi at trial how much money Tong had left, and Tong answered, "Enough to the end of the month." U.S. Attorney Aaron Polizzi asked Tong, "And then?" Tong could not answer more than he did not know. And to show you how heads of investment clients are screwed with by a 20-year friend, so the investment client thought, that when Tong exited the witness stand, made a left, then made a right to leave the courtroom, as all witnesses for the U.S. government were required to leave the court to not hear other testimony, Tong Lee, hat in hand, stopped in front of the defense table where Dawn Bennett sat with her attorneys, Dennis Boyle and Blarina Jassari. And Tong Lee paused. And Tong Lee waved. "My heart breaks to this day." Program resources for crime victims include ATF Victim Witness Assistance Program, Elder Justice Initiative, Victim and Family Support, Online Directory of Crime Victim Services, Office for Victims of Crime, Information for Identity Theft Victims, Office of Justice Programs, Help for Victims, Office for Victims of Crime, Child Exploitation and Obscenity Section, Drug Enforcement Administration's Victim Witness Assistance Program, Federal Bureau of Investigation Office for Victim Assistance, United States Victims of Terrorism Abroad Task Force, nothing. Nothing for investment client victims of Wall Street. The OVC, Office of Victims of Crime, Victim and Witness Assistance, offers resources in the forms of 106-plus publications, 41 resources, 5 forum discussions, 27 fact sheets, 4 funding opportunities. For example, the OVC, Office of Victims of Crime, awarded $8.3 million in anti-terrorism and emergency assistance program funding to the California survivors of the October 2017 Las Vegas, Nevada mass shooting at the Route 91 Harvest Festival. Topics the OVC, Office of Victims of Crime website visitors browse include grantees, health, international issues, legal resources, providers, community leaders, specific populations, terrorism, mass violence, victim advocacy advocates, and topics include child and youth victimization, crime victim services, crime victimization, campus crime, burglary, computer internet crimes, and so on as listed before. And the specific populations include American Indian and Alaska Native, crime victims with disabilities, LGBTQ, older victims, rural victims, urban high crime neighborhoods, and military personnel. To me, the military personnel is victims of financial crime hurts the most. I exposed FINRA, the Financial Industry and Regulatory Authority, and the SEC, Securities and Exchange Commission scam, covering up and cheating victims of First Command. You do not do this to our military, who put their lives on the line to give freedoms to even the Securities and Exchange Commission and FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, who cheat them. The OVC website, Office of Victims of Crime website, offers 83 crime victim publications in the format of abstracts, PDFs, HTMLs, and text as part of the guidebooks and training series manuals. I scrolled the titles, the summaries, or as the Office of Victim of Crime calls them, monographs. For those who work in our criminal justice system, nothing, nothing specifically on or for investment client victims, suffering uniquely on their own, in that for the most part, investment client victims are robbed by people they know, people they consider friends, even family, people they trust. There are titles like Breaking the Cycle of Violence, Recommendations to Improve the Criminal Justice System Response to Child Victims and Witnesses, from 1999. State Legislators' Handbook for Statutory Rape Issues, from 2000. Training Guides for Rape, from 2000, and for Victim Service Providers, from 2001. Elder Abuse Fatality Review Teams, a Replication Manual from 2005, a Victim Witness Handbook for Rural Prosecutors from 2005, Guidebooks on Giving Services to Victims Viewing a Trial at Multiple Locations Intended for Victims of Mass Violence and Terrorism, that one was from 2006, Guidebook for Victims of People with Mental Illness, and a separate one for crime victims taken into mental health courts. That one is from 2008. Fact sheets for victims of indigenous people. For child abuse, I mean, there's a statement rights for victims of identity theft. That's from 2011. There is no title on investment client victimization, not even for guidance for officers, courts, and judges. There is a guidance on making restitution real. 5 case studies on improving restitution collection. That's from 2000 and something or other. The National Center for Victims of Crime prepared with a grant from the Office of Victims of Crime. 5 real-world case studies, it says, detailing, it says, efforts to improve the collection of victim restitution. Let me tell you a real fact. The FBI and U.S. attorneys learned from me in the Don Bennett matter. In these days of the internet, how thoroughly criminals scrub online crime history details that unless someone like me has a detailed, thorough archive, following the money is challenged. I research and write about internet crime. The man credited as the father of the internet says, there is no security online, never was. So on the OVC, Office of Victims of Crime website, a title stood out to me, Response to Victims of Crime, Model Policy 2010. The summary making my point says, this model policy is designed to help law enforcement agencies ensure that they have the tools, resources, and training in place to meet the needs of crime victims. No, can't be done if the law enforcement is not told about the crime. Wall Street does not tell cops. Wall Street pretends to be cops, entering crime scenes before law enforcement enters, tampering with evidence, tampering with witnesses. There can be no model policy when a victim class is left out, ignored because the victims were not believed to be law enforcement victims, because the victims were never heard of, were unknown. So be good, be back. Please visit our websites, www.centerforcopyrightintegrity.com. Search keywords, law enforcement, victim. Visit www.thewallstreetwhistleblowers.com and please LinkedIn. Everyone knows at least one other person a victim of Wall Street crime. We can lift this matter together into politics' forefront where it will be for the next election cycle. You work too hard for someone you thought was a friend to live the life you never dreamed of, off of your time invested and your dime earned. So share our podcast, share your papers. I want to see them, the arbitrators, the lawyers, the agreement you signed. Oh, you have nothing to fear. Wall Street has everything to fear. So until next time.